Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the men. Let's face it, live long enough and you're going to have trouble with your prostate. That's what men have been hearing for years from mainstream media and even their doctors. But it doesn't have to be that way. Today it's time for a frank discussion on benign prostate hyperplasia, also known as BPH, including why your prostate is enlarging, some smart dietary choices and supplements that can help ease symptoms, and the truth about PSA testing. Interestingly enough, we are learning more and more about prostate health, and I think for many of us, we have to understand exactly, what the prostate gland is. And I don't think a lot of men know. I know that we learn that we go in for a digital exam, which is never comfortable, and then we find out their blood work, it comes back, and then we may or may not have an elevated PSA. The source of prostate misery for many men as they age is benign prostate hyperplasia, BPH. Benign means it's not cancer. Hyperplasia means excessive growth. But while BPH doesn't increase your chances of getting cancer, the symptoms for both can be similar and confusing. As the gland swells, it acts like a clamp, putting pressure on the urethra and interfering with the normal flow of urine. Aside from the seemingly constant need to urinate, BPH can cause difficulty starting urine flow and dribbling after urination ends. The size and strength of the urine stream may decrease as you may feel that your bladder isn't empty, even after you've just gone. Now, a visual idea of what is happening here. I tried to explain. I had a group of men in a big lecture a couple years ago, and I said, imagine you're out in the backyard on the weekend, and you're watering the plants in the back, and your grandkids are visiting, and you're watering the trees, and all of a sudden the kids decide to stand on the hose. Obviously, the flow of water through the hose is restricted down to just a very slight stream. And you turn around and you see what they're doing, and I describe that as BPH. The prostate has enlarged, and it is pressing down on the urethra, and although fluid is still getting through, the flow, the strength, and the stream have been restricted. Now, when you yell at them to get off the hose, they get off the hose, and the full stream goes back, and that's what we hope for when we're working naturally to bring our prostates back and shrink down the size and take off the stress and the clamping down of the urethra. So there's your visuals on what BPH is all about. Now, while no one has totally dialed in on the cause of BPH, one of the most prevalent theories focuses on the type of testosterone called DHT or dehydrotestosterone in the prostate. When your DHT levels rise, cell growth is stimulated and the prostate enlarges. While modern medicine has several solutions for men with BPH, most are riddled with potential side effects. Drugs designed to lower DHT levels can also lead to loss of sex drive, erectile dysfunction, and a decrease in the volume of ejaculate. In rare instances, it can also cause breast enlargement and tenderness in men. Now, for those men with extremely large prostate, your doctor might recommend surgery. The upside of the surgery for BPH is that your urinary problems will disappear. The downside is, because the surgery traumatizes the tubes that carry semen to the urethra, retrograde ejaculation is common. In other words, instead of sending semen out of the penis, the semen travels backward into the bladder. More seriously, you may be left with permanent erectile dysfunction and a greater risk of heart attack. While it's true that these conventional approaches can work for some men, it's far better to sidestep prostate problems to begin with. Mother Nature has provided several safe and effective ways to do just that. One effective way to prevent and relieve the symptoms of BPH is by taking a supplemental beta-testosterone. One effective way to prevent and relieve the symptoms of BPH is by taking supplemental beta-testosterone. Now, research shows that it may inhibit 5-alpha reductase activity, which is responsible for producing DHT. As a result, the prostate shrinks. Another study found that among 200 men with BPH, those given beta-cystosterol showed significant improvements in urinary difficulties. In contrast, those men given a placebo reported no relief at all. I've been a big advocate of using the beta for a long time, and I think the reason that I have is because it gives us natural ways of being able to find comfortable balance, you know, with our lives and with our overall health. And our prostate is a big vital part of this. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to not know exactly which direction to go with our prostate. And sometimes we get so desperate that we'll buy into surgery and we'll buy into other kinds of medications and things to give it a try. And you know, I understand. I mean, I definitely understand. It's very, very frustrating. I think, but for most of us, we will learn that the idea of going in for a screening may not be the whole picture. Now, if you go to your doctor and you're going in for your yearly physical and you're over the age of 40, your doctor's probably going to recommend a prostate exam. Also, a PSA screening. A PSA screening is designed to look for early signs of prostate cancer by measuring a man's serum prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, and the levels of that PSA. PSA is a protein made by prostate cells, in particularly prostate cells that are cancer-based cells. But PSA tests haven't been shown to reduce the death rate from prostate cancer. In fact, researchers at Kitasato University in Japan point out that this diagnostic test can't clearly distinguish between prostate cancer and BPH. An enlarged prostate, often characterized by frequent nighttime urination, an increased urgency to urinate, or a feeling that the bladder has not been completely emptied. As a result, millions of men undergo needless biopsies. The other problem is that your PSA level may not be the same a year from now. Researchers at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City followed 972 men for 4 years to see if PSA levels changed from year to year. Over the course of the study, the Sloan Kettering team took 5 blood samples from each of the men and tested them for total and free PSA levels. After the first sample, 109 of the men had levels high enough that most doctors would have automatically recommended a biopsy. But during subsequent blood tests, half of those men had normal PSA levels. The interesting thing is that earlier research has found that it may not take that long for your PSA levels to change. According to a study of 44 men by a team of doctors at Hatice University in Ankara, Turkey, there have been significant changes in serum PSA over the course of just 1 day. So if your PSA levels are elevated after one screening, don't panic. And don't let your doctor sign you up for a biopsy. Biopsies for prostate cancer aren't just painful. They can also result in bleeding and infection. Instead, talk with your doctor and express your interest for a repeat test in a few weeks. And while you're waiting for your second PSA screening, start taking action to boost your prostate health. Water is very important. And although we tend to talk about water in this part of the body for things like urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections, also very effective for the health of the prostate. We know that it flushes out the impurities out of the body. We know it's great for our skin, and keeping hydrated is very important. But once again, back to basics. Water. Try to get in your 8 to 10 glasses of clean, fresh water every day. Now, there are two things you need to know about an abnormal PSA level. First, prostate cancer is usually slow growing. In fact, most prostate cancers remain dormant and only a small number progress to cause illness or death. Second, an elevated PSA level reading may simply be an indication of BPH. Now, don't get me wrong, BPH can have a serious impact on your life, but it's rarely fatal. So needless to say, it's important to get an accurate diagnostic test. Regardless of whether you're diagnosed with prostate cancer or BPH, conventional doctors take the same approach. Drug therapy or surgery, both of which can cause side effects, including impotence, but there might just be better options. A few years ago, a study published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute suggested that vitamin E may reduce the risk of advanced prostate cancer. The prospective, placebo-controlled, double-blind study studied 29,133 men, ages 50 to 69. The subjects received either vitamin E at only 50 units daily, beta-carotene 20 milligrams daily, both supplements together, or a placebo. The treatments were continued for 5 to 8 years. Combined, the two groups receiving vitamin E developed 32% fewer prostate cancers than the two groups that did not receive it. They also had a 40% reduction in the risk of developing advanced cancer, and their mortality from prostate cancer was 41% lower. Although vitamin E didn't affect how long the subjects would survive advanced cancer once it had developed, the results suggest that it may help prevent prostate cancer from moving from the dominant to the progressive stage. Selenium may also help reduce the risk of prostate cancer. In one Harvard study of 51,529 male health professionals, researchers found that those with the highest selenium levels were the least likely to develop advanced prostate cancer. And here's an added bonus. Vitamin E enhances selenium's anti-tumor and antioxidant properties. Now, some herbs can also play a significant role in prostate health. One of the best is saw palmetto, mainly because it works on two fronts. First, the herb inhibits the formation of that DHT, dehydrotestosterone, the hormone that stimulates prostate growth. But its impact on prostate health doesn't stop there. According to a study in the journal Cell Biology International, saw palmetto also causes prostate cancer cells to commit suicide. Here's even more good news. Besides being effective and free of side effects, saw palmetto costs about one-third as much as prostate medications like Proscar. If your doctor suspects BPH, check out the bark of the large African evergreen tree, Pygium africanum. Pygium contains lipophilic compounds that decrease prostatic swelling, diminish prolactin, which in turn decreases prostatic uptake of testosterone and lowers cholesterol. DHT and testosterone bind more easily to prostate receptors when cholesterol levels are high. Besides helping to alleviate BPH, a preliminary study conducted in Spain found that Pygium also helps keep prostate cancer cells from spreading. And one last thing. A lot of men out there are using medications. Many times medications are recommended to us because they're told to us in words, in layman words, that they're going to be effective for the prostate. Sometimes they're not even effective on the prostate at all. Flomax, a drug used to treat BPH, doesn't shrink the prostate. Instead, it relaxes muscles around the gland, freeing the flow of urine, and symptoms should be improving, I guess I should say, in about a week or so. But in some cases, it doesn't. And beta-testosterone might be the one you're looking for. Remember that many of the herbal alternatives and complements that are available have been on the planet for a long, long time, and many parts of the world are recommended as the first line of defense. The medications, the surgery, the procedures that are done are usually done secondary to the natural alternatives. It's just interesting how the world has been changing in a more positive direction. But once again, when you're dealing with your health, you need diagnostic work. You need to work, in this case, with a good urologist, a good general practitioner. Get your quality diagnostic testing done, and then decide which route you're going to follow. Many of us, many of the men in my family, prostate problems were usually pretty common. So although I'm in my mid-50s, I started using prostate herbs and things when I was 30. And it's been very, very effective, and I'll just continue to do it. I never really ended up with prostate problems, but I don't want to. And this is one area that I think many of us men can work from a preventive side. And I think a lot of us just have not realized that we can do this, but sometimes, you know, we wait for problems to happen. Remember, stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is and then listen in. You might hear it mentioned on the show. For more information on prostate and prostate health, and other health wellness topics? Check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Make sure to pick up your copy today. A great book you might want to check out, The Prostate Health Diet, What to Eat to Prevent and Heal Prostate Problems, including prostate cancer, BPH enlarged prostate, and prostatitis by Ronald Bazar. The website of the week, prostatehelper.com. Keep those in mind. And remember, there's always amazing information at Europharma's webpage, europharmausa.com. Especially when you're dealing with things like inflammation, that is a place to go. Great quality products that are relevant for today's world. So, prostate issues, something that we're all going to have to deal with, possibly. I think on the preventive stage, I think many of the men need to start thinking about this at a younger age. Like most health problems today, most of them used to be in a geriatric old age category. Not the way it is today. I mean, it's not uncommon for 20-year-old men to have prostate problems, 30, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, where, you know, when I was first starting in the field 40 years ago, I don't think I ever talked to a man under 60 with prostate problems. See how the world has changed? Lack of water, too many chemicals in the foods, processed diets, inactivity, carrying too much weight on our frame, cholesterol levels, where we talked about earlier how the DHT bonds to the cholesterol in our body. You know, so many times we have to look at the big picture. When you start working out a nutritional regime, have your foundation nutrients, your omega-3s, your probiotics, your enzymes, a good whole food multiple vitamin, some greens, some good oils, and then ask yourself, are there any areas that I need to concentrate on? Is stress an issue? Is prostate problems an issue? You know, am I having trouble sleeping at night? And this is where you branch out from the trunk of your tree of your foundation program. I think men, when they turn probably late 20s and 30, they should definitely think about maybe some beta-testosterone, maybe a good saw palmetto daily on a regular basis as a foundation and part of your everyday routine. Because these are things that can make a difference in the long run. You don't have to wait till there's a problem, because you're going to wish you'd done something sooner if you don't. You know, we got to think of it preventively, and it's very important to do that. Some information you might want to look at. 50% of men over the age of 60 suffered from an enlarged prostate or BPH, according to the Mayo Clinic. By the age of 85, over 95% of men will live with BPH. Good news is that a diet rich in certain vitamins and minerals can keep your prostate healthy and lower your risk of BPH. And because being overweight is another risk factor for BPH, making nutrition choices and quality nutritious food choices, you're going to be healthier for it. Keep in mind omega-3 foods like salmon. Salmon rich in omega-3 fatty acids, the healthy fats that can protect you from cardiovascular disease and cancer and rheumatoid arthritis. Fatty acids also help in the synthesis of prostaglandin. Fatty acid deficiency may lead to prostate problems, according to a study published in Alternative Medicine Review. Definitely keep that in mind. Tofu, a study published in the Journal of Urology showed that Asian men have a lower risk of developing BPH than Western men. One possible reason is that Asian men eat more soy. Soybean isoflavones have been linked to a lower risk for enlarged prostate, according to a study published in The Prostate. Eating more soy might even reduce the risk of developing prostate cancer. How about some red color in your diet? How about some red bell peppers? Vitamin C. Well, it's an antioxidant that might play a role in fighting BPH. Not all vitamin C is the same, however. According to Mayo Clinic, the vitamin C that we get from vegetables lowers our risk of an enlarged prostate. Fruits don't offer the same benefit. Bell peppers contain more vitamin C than any other vegetable. One cup of raw bell peppers contains 195% of your daily requirement intake of vitamin C. Other vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, and Brussels sprouts, all effective. We know that tomatoes are rich in lycopene, the bright carotenoid that gives tomatoes its red color. Lycopene may lower the risk of developing prostate cancer. It can also help men with BPH, according to the Natural Cancer Institute. Lycopene helps lower the blood level of antigen, a protein connected to prostate inflammation and BPH. Now, this is the interesting thing. This is probably the only time you will hear me say that a cooked vegetable is better in this case, for lycopene, than eating it fresh and raw. When you cook your tomatoes, you activate the lycopene. So if you make a marinara sauce or stewed tomatoes and use these on a daily basis somewhere in the diet, you're going to release more lycopene, absorbable lycopene, into the diet than you will out of just eating sliced tomatoes. So that's a new one. How about avocados? We know they're rich in beta-cystosterol, a plant sterol. According to the Cochrane Database of Systemic Reviews, the beta can help reduce symptoms associated with BPH. Besides avocados, other foods rich in beta-cystosterol include pumpkin seeds, wheat germs, soybeans, and pecans. As you see, a lot of these foods fit into that Mediterranean diet. And the Mediterranean diet is an anti-inflammatory diet. Amazing for great health. Obviously, we have to retrain our taste buds a little bit, and we have to get those pesky palates of ours under control, because obviously, the palate is controlling the show these days. Our mind, our heart, know what we should be eating, but the palate, well, it seems to win out in most arguments. So, retraining, being a little strong in your affirmations, and sticking with the diet and the better way of eating for a couple weeks can yield such huge benefits, especially for men in the area of the prostate. Keep those vegetables consuming on a daily basis because they are so important. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli also reduce the risk of prostate problems, including BPH and prostate cancer. Very important. I think sometimes we just have gotten away from a good quality of food and a good diet. I think many of us have just kind of just realize that food is more of a friend, and it's more of a relationship with the food, and we've learned to celebrate and drown our sorrows and kind of have every activity in our life be centered around food. And many times it's not the food we should be eating, and that is a major factor for the ill health. And this is a major factor for the ill health of this country. So I hope you'll start looking at food as a restorative, and looking at your water as a hydrator, and looking at your bed as a great place to rejuvenate and put it all back together again for another day of our crazy worlds that we live in. And hopefully look at those workout shoes and getting into them every single day and doing a little bit of activity as a way of tightening up and reducing stress and increasing blood circulation and putting our stress levels, kicking them to the curb. And as far as the prostate, men, sexual activity, very important. Hydration, good rest, balancing your stress, great antioxidant nutrients. Keep in mind some of these wonderful things we talked about today, the saw palmetto especially, an amazing herb that can really bring relief and balance to our prostates. And remember, if you've been thinking about this for a long time, you know, I'm too young, it doesn't affect me now, that's an older man problem. Well, you're going to end up getting that reality check, and there's a good chance that you're going to be coming in contact with prostate problems long before you ever thought it was another issue, other than for older people. I hope that we'll look at the big picture and start treating our bodies with respect, and our bodies will give it right back to us. But remember that toolbox I talk about all the time, having the healthy tools that we use every single day. We need to really make sure that we're getting all of those things on a daily basis. It's not just about the supplements. It's also about the food and the water and the sleep and the rest and the positive attitude and the good mood and not dwelling in negativity and having a happy, healthy home life and work life and a good circle of friends and putting yourself first once in a while. Because I think many of us, well, I think we put ourselves so far on the back burner that our health is reflecting that uncomfortable way of treating ourselves every day. And it's time we treat our bodies and our health with respect. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is Talk Healthy Today Show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com and look for the Talk Healthy Today Show for the on-demand podcast of the shows available. I thank you for listening. Stay well. I am so sorry. I